Locavores, listen up. If you don't have big plans for Memorial Day weekend, head to McLeod for the annual Mushroom Festival. Locals won't hand out maps to their favorite mushroom hunting grounds. Those family secrets are kept for generations. Even so, you'll learn plenty. Kim Weir has more in this week's Up the Road.
McLeod, one-time mill town in the shadow of Mount Shasta, is famous for its wild spring mushrooms. Buyers show up every May to gather in the best of what local fungus hunters have found, then quickly pack and ship the mushroom crop to appreciative chefs as far away as New York. What better theme could McLeod choose for its Memorial Day weekend party? Among the native delectables growing wild in the forest duff are morels, bolete mushrooms, better known in Italian as porcini, puffballs, shaggy manes, and rare golden chanterelles. Mushroom season in Shasta Trinity National Forest starts in early May, with the best hunting after a warm spring rain, and runs through July. Rangers from the Shasta-McLeod District can provide you with basic info, sustainable harvest tips, and a free permit if you're pursuing mushrooms for personal use, up to 20 pounds per family per year. To sell what you find, you'll need a commercial permit. But before you dash into the woods with the remembered taste of mushroom lasagna on your tongue, don't pick it, eat it, or take it home to cook if you're not sure what it is. Many mushrooms are inedible and some are toxic. Scariest of all is the aptly named but apparently delicious deathcap mushroom, which can look just like edible wild species, including the common meadow or field mushroom and paddy straw mushrooms of Southeast Asia. By the time cramping and other symptoms begin, fatal liver and kidney damage has usually already been done. The good news is that there is a drug under development derived from milk thistle at a Santa Cruz hospital that can prevent deathcap damage. So, be cautious, but also relax. Get out and celebrate forest foraging at the 12th annual McLeod Mushroom Festival on Saturday and Sunday. The emphasis is on artisans and agriculture, such as mushrooms and herbs. Buy wild mushrooms from experienced area hunters, or take home a DIY mushroom growing kit, or sign up for workshops on how to identify mushrooms, how to cook with mushrooms, and how to use herbs and mushrooms medicinally. Don't miss the festival's Candy Cap Mushroom Ice Cream, made from Mendocino area candy caps, mushrooms that, when dried, smell and taste just like maple syrup. If you come for Saturday night's festival finale, the Gourmet Local Foods Dinner, hosted this year by the McLeod Guest House, sample the Candy Cap cocktail. In addition to great live music, special this year, upstairs in the McLeod Mercantile's Great Room, is fine photography from John Rickard, local fly fishing guide, photographer, and author of the book McLeod River. The McLeod Mushroom Festival doesn't advertise much, but local inns may be full. So consider a nearby town or just come for the day. For more information and dinner tickets, see the McLeod Chamber of Commerce website or call Darlene at 530-859-2634. This is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.
Kim Weir is founder and editor of UpTheRoad.org, a nonprofit public interest journalism project dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. Weir is also a longtime member of the Society of American Travel Writers and a former NSPR reporter. To learn more and to listen to audio archives of Up the Road, go to mynspr.org.